Hi everyone, Mallory here, and welcome to my Mallory's Weird World Adventures podcast. In this quick pilot episode zero, I wanted to take this opportunity to first thank you all for tuning in and giving this baby a chance. And I also wanted to use this short episode to tell you a little bit about myself and why I'm hosting this podcast and what you can expect from it. Mallory's Weird World Adventures will cover occult topics, the mystery, weird history, and lore ingrained in various societies from around the world. It will also cover weird people living weird lives in our modern times. And when I say weird, I mean it in the most loving and celebratory way, as I myself am also a proud weirdo. From ghosts to psychics to the metaphysical to just plain weird people living weird lives, we're going to discuss it all. There will be an element of adventure travel here as well, as I have some amazing places for next year in which I will be volunteering on some scientific expeditions, one in Patagonia and one in the Amazon rainforest, and we're going to create some really fun episodes for you guys from there. Mallory's Weird World Adventures is here to show you just how weird this world of ours really is. Let's start with a brief background of who I am and why I'm discussing occult topics and adventure travel. For those who do not know, my name is Mallory Mackey, and I've always had a strong passion for everything dorky and unusual. I grew up a tried-and-true nerd and a Buffy lover. I grew up in the theater, participating in multiple plays from the age of 13 onward, and I graduated in 2010 with a BFA in theater performance. My family really are not big travelers at all. In fact, I had never even left the East Coast of the United States at the age of 20, and I left the country for the first time that year when I had this opportunity to study abroad in Serbia and England. In Serbia, my group and I trained with the Da Theater, which was a political theater that performed about the revolution in Belgrade, both before and after the war on Kosovo. We lived with family members of the theater, got on a bus daily before walking an additional mile to get to the theater, and all of my roommates were dating someone, so I was left alone regularly, and it was really my first time ever being completely independent of anyone. I was in this foreign place where I didn't speak the language, my apartment was miles outside of the old city of Belgrade and New Belgrade, and I had to figure out getting from point A to point B and living my life completely independently in this completely new place to me. And not to age myself, but this was the era prior to smartphones, so I really didn't have the help of the internet at all. Honestly, I was terrified at first, and a lot of my companions in the group judged me for that and made very passive-aggressive comments to get over it, despite the fact that they all had roommates they were able to walk with every day, and I was completely alone. But you know what? It threw me into this world of travel in this hard, forceful way, and I'm really grateful for that. I changed in Serbia. I found my love for adventure, and I knew that if I could get by in that environment in such a foreign place, that I could get by anywhere. I am and always will be unbelievably grateful for that experience and my time briefly living in Belgrade. Then I went over to England and Buenos Aires shortly afterwards, and this love of travel simply took over my life. I moved to Los Angeles the following summer after my graduation, and that's when I got deeply involved in the entertainment industry as well. But back to travel. In the world of travel, everyone focuses on the mainstream resorts and getaways. In fact, when you say vacation, people usually immediately think of a beach. Almost no one thinks outside the box and challenges their mind. When we're given an easy cut-and-paste experience, as most inclusive resorts provide, we don't stimulate our minds. I want to see things I haven't seen before, and maybe many others haven't either. I want to experience things that are out of this world, even if that means figuring out how to get from point A to point B without any help at all. And frankly, I just always loved weird stuff and the paranormal. And as I'm getting to showcase these locations that are more strange and more unusual through my website and my travel show, Weird World Adventures, the more I'm finding that there's a huge market for this. So many people love the weird and the strange and the unusual, and there's not really this mainstream market for it. The experiences I've had that have been the most challenging, such as when I got really sick when I was in Finland or drenched in sweat every day at an archaeological dig in Cambodia, those are the real memories that stuck with me. Those are my real life adventures. No one ever goes to the same beach they do every single year and then says, wow, what an adventure, because it's not an adventure. To me, at least, the adventure exists in the unknown. Some of my oldest memories of excitement and joy come from exploring anything that I could. Now, being a young girl in Virginia, it was hard for me to get any great exploration accomplishments, but perhaps my first memory of exploration comes from crawling through these tiny sewers from one side of the street to another at my cousin's house. I should have known right then and there when I'm, you know, crawling military style in this tiny little hole under the road that my life was meant for adventure. I remember going into the offices of this tobacco company that my uncle worked for. When I was a very little girl, I would go with my cousin, and we would just love getting to explore the empty halls, offices, and floors of the buildings. We had the best time adventuring through the tobacco company. We would go through these abandoned halls, which at the time seemed like the adventure of a lifetime. And I remember they had these large, domineering statues placed all around the office that terrified my cousin. And I would convince her to just muster up the courage as we ran past them, screaming and giggling. I remember spending the night at my friend's house. Her father was a pastor, and we had to stop by his church late one evening, and we had the best time exploring the darkened halls of the churches upstairs at night. All in all, I was exploring whatever I could find and finding the most exciting and simple explorations. With my imagination and wanting to investigate anything that was unknown to me, I really should have known then and there that I was meant for a life of adventure. I found myself getting distracted from this calling as I entered my adult life and I began focusing on my career in the entertainment industry in my 20s. Though I never really stopped collecting experiences, writing about my adventures, and exploring new opportunities as they were presented to me. I feel that in many ways, we are all explorers in life. The more we say yes to opportunities and explore new avenues as they come our way, the more we can open up and become explorers in our own right. Then a love of travel and adventure burst from inside of me once again in my late 20s. Despite not really having the funds, I scrounged together for a minor adventure or two overseas, but it was somewhere around when I turned 30 that I just decided I'm going to make travel my way of life. And when I made that decision, everything changed. I began traveling almost monthly for work, writing about my adventures, and I began filming my travel show with the same name, Weird World Adventures. Somehow, when I committed to making travel my way of life, it truly manifested itself all around me. I wrote about travel, I hosted and created content related to travel, I was paid to travel for work, and I traveled for fun too. So basically, at this point in my 30s, I write for multiple digital and print publications that feature and or focus on travel. I travel regularly for work thanks to the incredible opportunity that came my way. I also started my own paranormal travel show called Weird World Adventures, and it showcases the strangest and most unbelievable places in the world, as well as weird people living weird lives all over. I think the weirdest thing that you can find at a location is what truly winds up defining its character. And I think that's really important. So whenever I go somewhere new, I look for the strangest place because that's where I get this huge splash of reality of what really exists where I am. I also write blog posts for the Monroe Institute, which is a metaphysical center in Faber, Virginia. The Monroe Institute focuses on teaching people about meditation and how to utilize sound technology in meditation to have an out-of-body experience. It's really quite a unique and wonderful place. So my life, thankfully, is fulfilling, regularly without boundaries, and, well, quite weird. Travel fully did become my way of life, my life focus, just as I had intended it to be. Yet, somehow it wasn't enough. I found quickly that I wanted to give back. I wanted to learn. I wanted to change the world. I know, really simple, right? But something in me has always strived for greatness. And I found that enjoying and sharing the world, while wonderful, wasn't really making a difference. I wanted to give back in any small way that I could. This directed me to scientific travel and exploration. So I began researching how I could get involved in a much greater way. This had me volunteering on expeditions from small villages in Cambodia for archaeology to generally abandoned islands off the coast of South Africa working with penguins. I found a love of giving back, working with scientists, and contributing in any way that I could. And while I will always love volunteering on wildlife-related field projects and will likely continue to for years to come, I found my true passion in what lay in the why of anthropology. Yet, in the more strange and taboo topics of folklore, mythology, and occult studies. This, of course, leads me to where I am now. I'm looking to pursue my master's degree in these topics. So I hope to soon get to announce that I am officially Mallory Mackey, Master of the Occult. And then, who knows, maybe one day I can be the real Doctor Strange. And it is now with great joy and excitement that I get to announce that I have officially been elected into the Explorers Club as a national member. The Explorers Club is a centuries-old club dedicated to field research, scientific exploration, and the preservation of the instinct to explore. And I get to join the ranks of the world's greatest explorers, and nothing short of a dream come true for me. I can't wait to update you guys on where this wonderful journey of exploration and adventure will lead me next. But for now, I can say that life is always an adventure. I found that adventure comes with perspective, and I hope you all shift your perspective to explore your lives and opportunities in any way that suits you best, one small step at a time. And that's my life in a nutshell. Metaphysics, paranormal, meditation, travel, adventure, occultism, folklore, and mythology. Which, of course, is all the fun and wonderful topics this podcast will be about. And I am very excited to share all of this with you. Our official first episode will launch on Friday, January 13th. I figured there was no better date than Friday the 13th. So stay tuned for some new episodes throughout the new year. Some from my house, some from South America, and some from who knows where else yet. And until then, stay weird. I'm very excited for you all to see my weird world in January. Thanks for tuning in.